Hi guys, welcome to this week's What Have here on iconic.com. I'm exhausted. How are you?
I'm okay. I've been chatting with a Nephilim, and so that's kind of perked me up a little bit this morning.
What do you mean?
Just chatting to the Nephilim and that. They're just asking how I was, and I was like, I'm tired, like you are now, basically. But then 5-10 minutes of just chewing the fat. And now I feel buzzing.
Which is funny terminology to use, considering that people just sacrifice children and adults to them.
Yeah, I did think about saying that, but then I thought I didn't want to kill the vibe. I've got my own.
Oh, you've got your own one. Yeah, yeah.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
There you go. I've got also one of these. Look, wait a minute. So, you know.
Oh,
just in case. Yeah. Mugshot. That is literally my mugshot.
I've got a plate that had a bagel on it. It's gone now. Look, some crumbs and a little. Oh, mate.
Yeah.
Parallel lives, isn't it? Parallel lives. I actually had two bagels.
Did you? I've got.
I'm a piglet.
Well, you can eat quite a lot. So I've got some toast. I've lost a little bit of weight the last sort of few months, and hair probably as well. From my chest. I don't know where I'm going with this.
I've got the odd grey hair in my chest now, man.
I've got a patch here, although I've shaved a bit, but yeah, I've got a patch there. So we're all getting there. You can see the devolution of man if you watch back for the last 2.5-3 years of What Ifs.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's funny though, because like about 2 weeks ago, I had a grey beard. I don't know what happened. It's just
hit and miss, isn't it?
Absolutely no idea. Yeah. I woke up, it was brown again. I'm like, oh, nice. Lucky.
That's all right. I see the first episode of What Have every time I cut the intro, because right at the very start of the intro, I failed to cut the first two frames of the first episode off. So I have to cut it off every time, because I don't know why I don't just go and cut it off and export it again, but I don't. So I see the first shot of me and you on our very first What Have, and yeah, there's some hair going on there.
So much of our lives ahead of us. So much optimism.
Well, go on then, let's jump in with the What Ifs, guys, because we're a slightly shorter show this week because it is obviously your sister's birthday today, so you've got a lot going on, bless her. And
yeah, a family get together. Yeah, I mean, obviously my sister will forever now be 48, but we're going to go down and have a down on the Isle of Wight, get the family together, you know, have a raise a glass sort of thing. So let me get the annoying trip to the laundrette out of the way then. Head over to supremecbd.uk, use the code WTAF, you get 40% off everything.
Good, 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 good. So that's that bit done and out the way. Let's go into your first one. I've got five, so enough to pad it out.
Absolutely. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, it's that song. It's a song, isn't it?
It could well be, but she's a member of Congress, isn't she? A Republican, big supporter of Trump, says some good stuff, says some crazy stuff. Whatever, politician, you know, cheeks on asses. But she's there and she's sort of walking through this building. I'll be honest with you, I'm not even sure where it is. It's somewhere in America. It's something political. I've not done a lot of research.
Capitoline Hill. Let's go with that.
Yeah, we'll go with that. And so Emily Mattis, who's the one that did that interview with Prince Andrew, where he doesn't sweat, apparently, despite a series of photos of him sweating being on the internet. She then says to Marjorie Taylor Greene, oh, Emily Mattis, BBC, but, you know, usual drill, starts asking some questions about Trump. Will you be a running mate of his? And she basically says, I'll support Trump, whatever. So if he asks me to be his running mate, then great. But it definitely won't be.
That's a good policy, isn't it?
It definitely won't be Nikki Haley, basically, blah, 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 blah. So then Emily Mattis goes, lots of people that support Trump are into conspiracy theories. Why do you think that is? Right? It's just such a nothing question. What is a conspiracy theory anyway?
Because conspiracies happen every day. You're in politics. The entire thing is
exactly.
You're living in one.
You've literally just interviewed Prince Andrew, where he's conspired to fool you into believing he doesn't sweat when he clearly sweats, right? But they don't exist, apparently.
It's such an easy cop out for anyone, isn't it?
Yeah. So she says then. So I can't remember. My merger to Taylor Greene sort of like skirts over it. Like, yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, people support Trump. People are, you know, believing The media lies, governments lie, all very true.
Mm.
Although I don't know how something can be very true, if it's true or it's not, but it's true. And then she goes, as Marjorie Taylor Greene is about to walk away, she goes, tell us about the Jewish space lasers. Tell us about the Jewish space lasers. I don't even know what that's about, right?
Rings a bell. But
it's funny because I saw it trending and I went, what? Marjorie Taylor Greene turns around. Bear in mind, it's live television, live on the BBC, and says, well, why don't you talk about the Jewish space lasers? And better still, why don't you fuck off?
Brilliant.
And then just walks away. And I'm like,
great. That's amazing, yeah.
Because that's really all you can say to the BBC, isn't it? Why don't you just fuck off?
I don't know what this Jewish space lady is about, so let me have a look at 200 years of conspiracy files against the Rothschilds. Well, they have been conspiring for 200 years.
Lots of conspiring has been going on.
I don't know what the actual theory is. I could look it up now, but it'll probably take me too long to even bother.
I bet you it was nothing to do with Jewish people. I bet it was something to do with Israel. I bet it was something to do with there being weapons in space.
It's to do with the wildfires. Now, what people don't understand about that is the Jewish part of it, which is a faith, by the way. It's not a race. It's not a race, mate. It's a marathon. That it's to do with the Jewish part of it. Possibly has to do with this blue situation, the Lilith kind of protection and the Kabbalah and all of that stuff coming in it. We're protected if everything's blue, but only if you're Jewish. That could be the part of it.
She's talking about the directed energy weapons then, which almost certainly happen.
Which are better than the ones where you just go willy-nilly at it.
Yeah, take out people you like. It's annoying. Oh, fucking hell.
Are these the directed ones? Because last week we were just fucking spraying the crap out of Gaza.
I killed my fucking gardener last week.
Yeah. Didn't they just arrest a painter that was also looking after the royals, and he also was their gardener or did some garden work for them, for procuring children on the internet? I literally saw that a few days ago.
They've got a hell of a record, haven't they?
Yeah.
Hell of a record. Because it's like if I basically took an astronomical-sized paedophile and procurer of children and necrophiliac and just invited him up to my place to stay with me regularly, and we knocked about, and then I tried to get Gemma to agree for them to be godparent to both my kids. And then I just sort of, because I'm the head of the Church of England, I became pals with this, like, cardinal guy. And, oh, we hung out a fair bit, and then fuck kids. And then I... My uncle was like a hero to me, and I aspired to be him, and then he transpired to be a massive, infamous paedophile.
Mm.
And now the gardener, it's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, and he's like, when they go around his house, and to be fair, I only saw this clip on Brian Harvey's YouTube channel, because why not? But it does seem that, you know, these paedophile hunters, and I don't agree what they do sometimes, because they go in there and they mess it up for everyone, and then they go round the way of just basically allows them to get out of it because they cock it up so much and trying to interfere too much.
Yeah, they mess it up in terms of illegal...
Exactly. So, but anyway, he says he's in there in the living room, and he's got a little wig on, and he's talking to young kids on a gay app, and and then he says, "Well, I'm halfway through painting the king's inauguration painting, so just you finish that off, and then we'll get you there." I mean, you probably
finish that off, and then I'll finish you off.
You don't finish each other off. It's weird. Have a look at it. But that's the only place I've seen it, so it hasn't hit the headline. So, you know,
it's a bit worse. It's probably unlikely to. But yeah. that's the strange thing, isn't it? That you would go in for like a job interview with the royals, and you'd look and you go, right, next question. Are you a paedophile? And you sit there and go, no, I'm not. No. I think you misunderstand. Are you a paedophile?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Done. You've got the job.
Job.
Misunderstand.
Yeah. Because the rest of it, we call you the gardener. That's a euphemism.
Yeah. We'll do that. We'll call you the gardener.
Yeah. So these direct energy weapons. I'm glad that she told her to fuck off, though. I think people are getting to that point where they just think, I don't care anymore.
Well, that's the point. Like, I had that whole debacle we've spoken about before with the Times, where I gave them far too much good faith and did an interview with them and said lots of things that I thought would be in the interview, which they cut out and then put a picture of my wife in there saying she was a teacher when she'd already left teaching, and that she and the photo they used of her was when she was heavily pregnant, even though our daughter was like 2.5 at the time,
right?
Just to try and create that sort of irresponsible, you know, whatever, that sort of, you know, mind that, that people would could take from those images and plant that. You know, I now look at them and I think if one of those people came now and said, do you want to do an interview? Absolutely not. Unless it's live, fuck
yeah.
off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I get it. I get telling them to fuck off. What's the point? They're not going to talk to you in good faith. They're not going to do that.
Of course they're not. I'm bringing up the Jewish space lasers, which just is funny, but obviously kind of...
Yeah. It's a dance track, isn't it? The sound of that.
It sounds like a Daft Punk song. Okay, let's have a look. I just saw this one. A more stoking of the left versus right. You know, I believe it, like, in, when it comes to politics, it's all just nonsense anyway, and they're all... As you say, two cheeks on the same arse. Although Galloway says it, and I still believe he's the possibly the bumhole at the moment. Chancellor Jeremy Hunt has begun delivering the budget in Commons. First, this is ridiculous. This is actually obviously fostering up hate between the left and the West against Muslims. So it has the reverse of what they pretend it to be, remember, Satanism. So first, $1 million has been allocated to a memorial that will honour the Muslims who fought in the two world wars. Now, that sounds great on the surface, okay. But you know with these guys, that's about going, the British going, oh, you're going to spend a million of my money up against a memorial. Like, you know the intent of that is to annoy the British public and foster more hate against the Muslim
Well, Lawrence nations. Fox's comment on it immediately was, at last, a memorial I can desecrate. Well, so that's exactly what they've... They're doing,
yeah. So why exactly is he, that. I mean, someone like Lauren Fox, so why is he saying stuff like that? I mean, he's not a stupid man. He's not the brightest, but clearly falling into that trap of gaslighting an East versus West conflict. That's clearly what that's about. That's about taking your money when you're already skint and you're already struggling and going, we're just going to give it to them on something that's just probably completely pointless other than, you know, it really is. Yes, it's a nice gesture, but not really. The timing's a bit off.
But but you know what's so strange about it as well, though, is the fact that a lot of those Muslims that fought for the United Kingdom in the World Wars, the Ottomans, were fighting because of an agreement of the land of Palestine. So they were fighting for the UK based on the fact that they would be given that land of that British mandate of Palestine. So they fought, and then at the end of it, Britain had handed it already via the Balfour Declaration for the Jewish state to the Zionist movement, and they're all now getting massacred. So it's such a roundabout kind of memorial.
Like, it is actually, yeah.
That land we gave them, even though we promised you that they're now massacring you over, we're going to put up a memorial to commemorate you for fighting for us for that land that we tricked you out of and gave to them, and now they're massacring you for.
So it's gaslighting. Yeah, it's gaslighting. So it's a memorial. Look what you could have won. Look what you could have won. We're not going to give you what you want, and you're all dead.
Speedboat.
But here you go. Here's your medal for dying. Like, it is a piss take, and these people will know that. Yeah. I didn't know what you just said there. I had no idea about any of that. So in terms of the Ottoman Empire fighting in there, but
they fought there. They fought there. There's actually Commonwealth British wartime graves in Palestine, and if you search it, there's lots of footage and stuff of the graves being desecrated by Zionist settlers and all that kind of stuff. Yet the Brits cheer them on. The flag waving bulldog tattoo on the arm lot cheer them on.
It's the issue, isn't it? They're pulling people like to the extremes, obviously, and that is, in that case, that's clearly a gaslighting thing. And with the context that you've just added that I didn't know, even more so.
Well, it's gaslighting on one level. Is it a provocation on the other?
Well, yeah, both. Yeah, you know, absolutely. Yeah. They want the, as we keep saying, and I think Galloway, and we have different views on Galloway to a certain degree. I think Galloway is a thing put in the middle there to gaslight conflict between the Muslim nations and the Zionist nations. It works that way, even if he's not consciously doing that. So that's what we're seeing happening.
My place on Galloway is interesting. I agree with Galloway on his stance when it comes to not fighting Russia, not fighting Iran, not bombing Gaza, not going into Iraq, all that kind of stuff historically. But then at the same time, you know, he has mocked conspiracy theorists over the years. He still thinks 9/11 was some hijackers. That kind of stuff is to me is ridiculous for what is not a stupid man.
Yeah.
And so I followed him on social media on the level of being anti-war. I've been to a lot of the anti-war, stop the war rallies that he's been speaking at over the decades. But then at the start of lockdowns, when he was pushing the you know, the bullshit of Chinese style lockdowns, mocking Dad and us and others over our views on COVID, I just clicked that unfollow button and went, fuck that, I can't deal with seeing that shit in my timeline because I'm just going to get wound up.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've not got a poster of him above my bed. But at the same time, for me, having someone in there to actually... He may well be being used to create a divide. I don't disagree with you there. I don't think he's necessarily aware of that. Maybe he is. Maybe I'm completely wrong. But for me, to have a voice in Parliament that's saying stuff about Israel and about, you know, this imperialistic war machine, I think it's not a bad thing.
No,
I think
that's I completely agree.
Especially when he's very good at articulating his point.
Yeah.
Much the opposite to me at that point.
You are good at that. That's what we do for
Nephilim.
No, I agree. But what I think is that it's so irrelevant, like when we come to terms with, I suppose, meet in the middle there, is that whether he is or he isn't, there's people above him that are putting these people in places for certain strategic positions and things that will actually get the public to act in a certain way. They're just mere pawns in this game, and there's no point,
nothing,
really. There's nothing...
by accident. No, yeah. No. And also, you know, he's come in and he's sworn his oath to King to get into Parliament. You know, it's like this is a socialist who's swearing allegiance to the King. And people go, well, what? And actually, one of the replies to me was like, well, what do you expect him to do? What would you do? It's like, well, he's got a mandate from the people of Rochdale. He got more votes than all the other parties and independents combined. So he's got a pretty big mandate. And so for me, if you're standing there in Parliament, they ask you to swear on the Bible allegiance to the King, just say, no, I swear allegiance to the people of Britain, to the people of Rochdale.
Yeah, exactly.
And if they kick off about that, well, fuck you. There's a conversation there, isn't there? Everyone's like, oh my God, this guy's a fucking rebel, yeah, man. People would love it. And so people go, yeah, but he's just got to do that to get into Parliament. Well,
Has he though?
I personally, but you know, man, I don't give a fuck. I would have said, no, I'm not swearing allegiance to King Charles. I'll swear allegiance to the people of Rochdale who voted me in and to the people of this country that I will do my best to represent to the best of my abilities. And if that's not good enough for you, then, well, you can stick your system up your ass.
This is the system that you're working in. Well, yeah, exactly. And that just shows that it will bend the knee eventually. And I saw loads of people kicking off going, how dare he swear on the Bible and blah, 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 all this stuff. A book, a fictional book that's based on Egyptian mythologies and astrotheology from Egypt, India and Greece, by the way, obviously. I mean, that's so blatantly obvious that even my 3-year-old son could point out that this character is the same as that character. It is absurd that people are still fighting over that. They'll fight over the scraps of anything. The fact of the matter is they were annoyed about that. So it'll be interesting to see. But I do believe the East versus West. And your dad said this in 2011. And I cut a clip from a documentary that I think he shot in Rome in 2011. He was saying exactly the same thing, and it couldn't be more spot on, even bringing in the countries, Russia and China on one side and Europe and North America on the other side. And we're just seeing that play out. So this is clearly a long-held plan, and I think that Galloway is stuck in the middle there. But there you go. Let's go on to the next one anyway. That was Jeremy Hunt. That was the first one. We got bogged down in that one.
Right, so this was sent to both of us, actually. Yep. By Will, so thank you so much for sending this as WhatsApp, because I actually hadn't seen this. China plans Skynet-like CCTV surveillance system for the moon.
What's going on the moon we need to know more about?
Well, this is the thing. Obviously, Will made the joke in the email to us to say, well, just make sure no one's shoplifting on the moon. And it's like, it's funny and it sounds mental. And, you know, there are mental parts of China. You know, they eat eggs with fetuses inside and shit. There is some mental stuff, but in terms of doing things like putting CCTV on the moon, that won't be being done by accident. There's obviously a reason for that. So I don't know what that reason is. I'm thinking in my head,
Yeah.
Is there, you know, there's bases on the moon, there's, you know, space lasers, and all this kind of stuff. Is it just a case of they're preparing for this World War III in the same way as everyone else is preparing for it, and they're going to keep an eye on the moon? Yeah. Because there are treaties out there. As much as it sounds mad that you can, you know, fight in space, there are treaties out there to stop, to say that there won't be space weapons won't be used, in the same way that there's treaties saying that that weather manipulation won't be used. And you think to yourself, well, why would you have a treaty to say you're not going to use something that doesn't exist?
Yeah, you exactly, wouldn't. Yeah. What happened now, we're cutting back in, is that suddenly the sun came out and I basically got third-degree burns, so we're cutting back in now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's surveillance on the moon. So what is it on the moon that we're worried about? I spoke to Daryl D. James, and he was talking about bases within the moon and 20-year and back programs between the moon and Mars and reptilians in the Earth. Are we going to see some of this stuff coming out to light, literally?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I still think the alien invasion is on the cards. And in order to prepare you for that, they need to make you believe it's possible, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, so I think, you know, if suddenly there was just stuff in space, but everyone at that, like coming out the sky, and everyone at that point thought it was nonsense, it would be harder to get everyone to agree to stuff. Whereas if you think an imminent invasion is coming, you might just hand over some freedoms.
That is true. Well, that's the big one, isn't it? And I think a lot of this kind of alien-y type stuff is leading up to that. Not that I don't think that these things exist. I just think everything can be weaponized. Wasn't it? Didn't Trump come out with a space thing a while back? Space Force. Look really.
Like, yeah, the US Space Force. Yeah.
Do you remember the logo of that? That really like proper Star Trek stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It was done by a high school kid.
Yeah,
in his basement.
So this one was sent in by Cara. This made me laugh. So Cara sent this one in. So there's another person that listens in. So thank you for sending these in. So this is Cara sent this in. What happened after a man got 217 coronavirus shots?
Jesus, why has he done that?
I think he is a bit mental, but and he will be now. But the way they've weaponized it and used it, yes, exactly what you're saying there. So German researchers have examined. This is Washington Post, by the way. German researchers have examined a hyper-vaccinated man. They say received more than 200 coronavirus shots without any noticeable side effects or harm to his immune system.
Right, absolute bollocks. But also, I mean, yeah. If Jeff Bezos's Washington Post says it happened, it definitely happened.
Yeah.
The other part of that, though, is if you're meant to believe that's real, where is the duty of care from the medical establishment? Who's administering these?
Well, this is the thing. Like, how did he get to... I mean, that is a lot of time. He obviously doesn't have a job. So how does he get around that system? Like, we've seen you've had six of these. Six. Yeah. All right. Well, yes,
not,
I've had
not
six.
Not even started yet.
So their findings, published Monday in the Lancet Infectious Diseases, a medical journal, indicate that coronavirus vaccines have a good degree of tolerability. It's a good degree of tolerability, 217. The researchers said, although they noted that this was in a isolated case of extraordinary hypervaccination. Now, don't everybody get 217. Just like most people can handle only about 124.
What a load of bollocks.
Of course it is.
That is absolute nonsense.
The 62-year-old man came to researchers' attention when German prosecutors opened up a fraud investigation, gathering evidence that he had obtained 130 coronavirus shots in a 9-month period, far more than recommended by health authorities.
Far more.
It's just a bit. 200 odd more. We learned about his case via newspaper articles. Good research. Keelan Schobel, one of the study's authors, said in a statement, where he then contacted him and invited him to undergo various tests. He was very interested in doing so. Unfortunately, when he turned up, he was fucking bright green and had gills. So he swam here. But yeah, so it's nonsense, obviously, but that is a case of look, this guy's had 217 and he's fine.
I mean, they could have made it more believable, though, couldn't they?
That's what I said. Yeah.
He's had 10.
Takara.
Like, he had six, but then he actually went out to Thailand on holiday twice, and he went out looking for a little prick, and he found four of them. And obviously their medical system isn't quite as, you know, digital as ours. So he managed to sneak through it, and he's had 10, and he's fine. That would be more believable. But they have to go over the top, don't they?
This is what this the Zionists do. This is what all of these extremists do. Like people with personality disorders, they always go to the extreme lie. It's like, if you'd only kind of reined it in a little bit, I'll be there with you a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Nonsense, that. There's no matter how safe you believe something is, you know, if you have 200 odd of anything like that in a 9-month period, no, that's absolutely insane. Like, if I ate 200 jacket potatoes, I'd be in trouble.
Well, you would, especially if you're driving.
Oh, jeez.
Go on, then.
Talking of jacket potatoes, Victoria Nuland. She looks like a jacket potato with arms and legs and a head. She's the one that we always get confused with the Canadian woman. Oh, she's the one that's very, you know, pro-Ukraine. Did that crazy video of her stood in front of a table of dildos.
The dildo mug lady. Street, yeah.
The dildo Kiev lady. She's resigned. So she's gone to, you know, the Lake of Fire to get a job there, I suppose. It's funny how people are just kind of leaving the stage. Obviously, Rothschild's gone. Mm. These people like Nuland are big players within the cult and Satan's little helper club.
Yeah.
And they seem to be sort of stepping off the boat.
They do. Yeah, well, they've all had enough, haven't they? Because it's obviously... But that was it. They were in for that term, weren't they, to lie there. They can give them their little bit of money and then they could go off and live their lives. And no one's gone... We don't even remember what she looked like. And we've been looking into this stuff daily. We keep forgetting what she actually looked like. So no one's going to go... like down Asda and go, that's Victoria Nuland, eh? Do you remember what she did? They're going to go, is that your auntie?
That's a potato with arms and legs and head.
Yeah. Fucking hell, she's fell in the freezers. I once did that. I was trying to get a lolly out of the freezers at the sweet shop. And I actually went in. You know, they used to pull the top off. Top,
yeah, in. I actually went exactly in. Where we went.
Yeah,
amazing.
Went in. Yeah, it was great. I actually went in it. I remember it. It's horrific.
It's not a thing you easily forget, I imagine, that ended up in a freezer.
No, exactly, yeah. On my way to work as well. So she's resigned.
That was a short one. That was just a throwaway line. It just obviously, because we spoke about her and got her confused, I thought, we'll stick that in. She's gone.
I still can't remember what she looked like. I'd have to Google it.
Potato with arms and legs and head.
Okay.
Just Google Mr. Potato Head. And it's like you'll get, obviously, the Toy Story character and you'll get Victoria Nuland.
Nuland potatoes.
Yeah, just put Mrs. Potato Head, Kiev, dildo table. Just see what comes up. And then share the screen.
Send us in your screenshots, please.
Yeah, all the best. Not suitable at work. Right? Yeah, go on then. Well, I can do another one if you like.
I was just thinking I'd love to go to other people's offices and Google stuff and then just leave. Like, wouldn't that be like on their computer and just leave?
Well, when I first moved to Kilburn, when I lived there, the neighbour, they moved in literally right just after us, and their internet hadn't been set up. And he said, oh, do you mind if I use the internet? I went, yeah, and I gave him the password, and Gemma went, what are you doing? I went, he needs the internet. He's like, you don't know him. So I was like, change the password. Lock him out.
Yeah.
Turned out he was a sound... bloke,
yeah,
nice guy, but she had a point.
She has a point, yeah. You're very trusting.
I'm not that stupid, yeah. But it was only when she pointed out, oh, you're fucking right. You could be searching all sorts on my IP address. Yeah. Change the password.
So this guy, this is a creepy little fella. Secondary school in snooping row after staff visits absent pupils' homes to check if bins are put out and cars are on driveways amid claims parents are taking children on holiday in terms. Imagine your teacher turning up, like, snooping through your bins. Going, what are you doing? I was just making sure that Charlie was ill and that you hadn't gone on a holiday.
Imagine caring enough.
What a
about
freak.
That. It's so fucking weird. It's like the people that were snooping through letterboxes of pubs to make sure no one was in them during lockdown and shit.
I remember that, yeah.
What is your life about if you're doing that? I
forgot about that. So a secondary school has been accused of invasive snooping tactics. Yes, I would say that's nicely put. In a crackdown on pupils taking unauthorised holidays. What do you mean unauthorised holidays? This is Nazi Germany. What do you mean? I'm not asking. I'm going to fucking Butlins.
But that's the joke. Like, if you take your kid to... I was listening to it, actually, on the radio the other day. They were saying if you take a family of four to... I think it was Albufeira, to Portugal, like, from Ryanair to Portugal, right? Best of luck flying Ryanair. But if you do, it will cost you a certain amount. But then if you take them during a school holiday... out of term time and during a school holiday, it'll cost you £1,000 more per family. People can't afford that. Yep. So you go, well, we'll go on holiday within term time and we'll pull a sickie or something. Of course you're going
to
do that.
Yeah, of course you are. Are they that desperate to brainwash children that they'll put these stupid little things in place?
Well, they fine you.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
They fine you. I mean, good luck doing that. I just ain't paying it. You fuck off.
Yeah, of course you wouldn't, no. Staff allegedly go to the homes of absent pupils and discover if the family has gone away by checking if bins have been put out on collection days. It's not got its bins out. It's definitely in Butlins. Skeggy? Let's go to Skeggy.
Right, if we go on
take
holiday,
the kids out of school. I've got to go Skeggy.
If we go out on holiday, I'm putting a fucking bomb in the bin.
I'll put a severed head.
Best of luck.
Have our horse's head. You know what that means? If you come from New York. If bins have been put out on collection days, and post is still on the doorstep, cars are in driveways, lights are on, and where the steam is coming from the boiler fluids over a few days. Imagine that, your job. I only really signed up to teach maths to 5 to 8 year olds. And now I'm staring at Mrs. Hopkins' house over there. She's not in. I mean, to be fair, I do actually think she's probably gone to Magaluf with the kids. She's a drinker.
You know what mental. That is, though? That's just some twat that's... Well, stop it there, basically. But no, that is just some twat that's, like, watched too much Inspector Morse and Lewis and has always wanted to be a detective but ended up teaching
is maths. Lewis got his own...
don't want to be there.
I mean, I know Lewis left Iconic a while ago, but he's got his own TV show now.
Yeah, he's got his own show, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. I like Lewis, actually. We're both Lewis Dale, who used to work with us, and Lewis the TV show.
I was going to say, it's how many people we've seen come because you've got two of the same name. You know, you do it well.
But, yeah, that is mental, though, mate. Yeah. That is mental. Do you know what else is mental?
Stephen Hawkins. No, he's dead.
The brass neck, right, of... We're back to Zionists again. The Tower of Babel. Yeah. Leibovitz, but so areas of the West Bank, right, which is Palestine, have obviously been taken over by these settlers. So they just steal the land by force most of the time with support from the IDF. They're now selling off that Palestinian land in fucking Canada and the USA. So what you're doing is you're stealing land off of the native people and then you're sending the deeds over to Canada, America, so you can sell it to some fucking ginger guy with absolutely no ancestral heritage to that land whatsoever. They fucking haven't. God promised them fuck all, by the way, because it's not fucking real.
Also, they tried to do it in complete, like, even like 5 or 6 other places. They tried to put the promised land in before they finally got the UK to kind of go give them some.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolute nonsense.
Yeah, of course it's
absolute
nonsense.
Most Zionists don't believe in God, but they believe he promised them Palestine. What's a load of bullshit? Anyway, it's advertised, obviously, to come and, you know, buy some land that we've nicked. And so this guy turns up. I don't know if you've seen the footage. The guy turns up at the thing, parks up, but he's got a Palestinian hat on. So obviously straight away, some big fat lad appears and is like effing and jeffing at him. And they have an altercation. He's like, but I booked on. Online, I've got my place. I've got my seat at this, you know, I guess auction.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, blah blah blah. And he says, well, but why not? And it's like, are you Jewish? He's like, well, no. He's like, no, it's Jews only. So you're like, oh,
it's
okay.
A faith.
Yeah. So we're supremacists now. That's
but that's
what
a
you
faith.
Are.
You go, yeah.
You're a supremacist. Yeah. You're discriminating against people based on their faith.
Yeah.
If they're not in the club, so. Okay, that's okay when you do it then. Fine, that's cool. It's honestly, it's insane. And these organizations are everywhere. In fact, that lad, Gideon Falter, who's started off the campaign against anti-Semitism, who's always there in front of the microphone of the BBC, he worked with an organization, or might still do, which I think is called the Jewish National Fund or the National Jewish Fund, one or the other, where they basically raise money to buy up land in Palestine that they then sell on to only Jewish people.
Which, again, is a faith.
It's a faith, yeah. But then these fuckers have the front to go on the BBC and call everyone a fucking racist and a bigot and they're discriminating. Dude.
I know. You always
look in the mirror, son.
Well, yes, that's the MO, isn't it? Accuse them exactly of what you're doing yourself. Was it Warren Thornton, only a few weeks ago when I spoke to him, he was talking about the same thing happening in the US with Russian land. They were confiscating it and selling it off as well. So this
they're doing it in London. Sadiq Khan's done it, isn't he? Yeah. Oh, God, I forgot about that. He's proposed that they take, I think it's £1.4 billion worth of Russian-owned houses and properties and flog them all off to fund 4,000 new homes in the capital. You're like, yeah. Oh, so you're just stealing people's homes now?
This is what okay. I was thinking of. Yeah, I've got the country wrong. But yeah, that's exactly what Warren was talking about, yeah.
It's insane, isn't it?
Oh, it's totally insane.
You flip that, you go, tell you what, Sadiq, you come out and propose, because the media supported what he said, obviously, because it's anti-Russia. You propose that you steal homes owned by Israeli nationals in the capital, steal them, flog them off, and use the money to fund new houses, and see whether the media agrees with you, and see if you haven't been fucking kicked out of the Labour Party and whatever else.
Yeah.
No chance you'd even dream of saying something like that.
It's funny what people will just like cognitively block out when they know that something is so blatant like that. And Khan, he will be part of the Indian caste system that's going down, so he would have been, his whole family are deep.
Well, he's Pakistani, isn't he, Khan?
Yeah. The guy's an absolute cretin. So I've got teacher weirdo, White House books. White House are asking Amazon to take certain books off of, like the White House pressuring Amazon to take books off of their service that speak out about COVID, like talk about basically the lies of COVID. I mean, when does that become
appropriate? We're book burning again, are we?
It's book burning, yeah, it's book burning. So a couple of the emails that went out today. So heads up that we anticipate BuzzFeed will run a negative story looking at COVID-19 related books for sale on Amazon. The story touches on many of the points we've seen raised over the last year, and I work closely with the CC. So this is an email that went out from someone at Amazon with CC's team, for the points related to the search reviews and personalization related to this topic. The books team has a meeting on the 3rd and the 19th with people that have been redacted to a closer look at books related to vaccine misinformation and debating additional steps Amazon might want to take to reduce the visibility of these titles. It's book burning and shadow banning.
Yeah. Well, I'll be expecting some emails from Amazon then.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's a disgraceful, totally disgraceful. This is Nazi Germany. This is what they did. Book burning. Same thing.
Yeah. And they give that bullshit, because you've used the term there, visibility. They give the bullshit of no. Freedom of speech, not freedom of reach.
Yeah.
You're like, right, okay, so I'm allowed to say it, but no one's allowed to hear me. Okay. All right. Well, what's the fucking point then?
Elon Musk's all over that, isn't he? It's like buying a bunch of books and sticking them in the warehouse out the back. Well, we bought them off you. You bought them off us so no one else could buy them off us. Yeah. That's what you did.
Basically Chelsea when Abramovich first took over. They just bought every player that every other club want and then stuck them in the reserves. Scott Parker.
That's what Parker, isn't he Putin's mate?
Probably. Who's Scott Parker?
No, Scott Parker isn't. He's Peter Parker. He's Peter's mate. He's a Spider-Man's mate. I don't know if I've got any more. I think that might be it for me. I thought I had another one.
One being India Willoughby, right? So India Willoughby is a bloke. There, I've said it.
Is it a bloke? I thought Holly Willoughby's sister.
No, India Willoughby is a bloke who is quite vile and cretinous, believes that they're a woman when they're not, but misgenders other people all the time. So, for instance, if someone who is transgender speaks out on behalf of women's rights and speaks out against the sexualization of kids and all that kind of stuff, she'll go for them.
Oh, clearly a bloke, yeah.
Yeah, and so she, even I've been fucking sucked into it, refers to that person as a man, even though they're a transgender woman. So it's okay when you do it, but if someone misgenders you, what a load of bollocks that is. People thought we'd be flying cars by now.
No, we can't. We fucking can't barely get the keys in the engine.
So she's basically, she, they, them, India, has been going for J.K. Rowling obsessively for months and months and months and months and months, right? And so J.K. Rowling, to be fair, has kind of taken it a bit and then has basically turned around and said, you know, essentially, I refuse to call you a woman when you're not a woman.
Yeah, as which is her right.
Yeah, because I'm not going to lie.
And why does the other woman, man, trans person give a shit?
Well, exactly. But India Willoughby, who's famous for being famous, has phoned the police. and there's an interview with her with Byline News where she's talking about how she's just phoned the police to report a hate crime because J.K. Rowling's misgendered her. It's like, oh, fucking
hell. Imagine you telling that to your neighbour. There we go. Like, I think the guy next door, the woman next door, who's now a guy, the guy next door, now the woman, has gone completely mental. Like, I put up with the man putting on a bra, knickers, and all that stuff. But now they think that J.K. Rowling of the Harry Potter stuff is after her.
Well, kids, the thing is, like, kids are dying around the world of starvation and bombs dropping on them, but India's been misgendered, so fuck, phone the police. Sorry, I'm, oh, yeah, you're reporting a stabbing. I'm a bit busy at the moment, actually, with India fucking Willoughby.
Yeah.
So another thing about India as well is in, was it Celebrity Big Brother or something, right? They were in the house and they tried to kiss a bloke. Right. And the guy pulls away. Right. And is not interested. Obviously, India's offended by that. And you must be, I'm sure you'd be able to find it on YouTube, actually.
What?
Where basically India's not taking no for an answer. And he's, you know, and he's actually trying, and he's pulling away like, no, I'm not interested. And you're like, hang on a minute. Is that not sexual harassment then on live television?
Of course it is. She goes,
but it's okay because you're a minority, so you can do what you like. It's honestly, I felt so sorry for the bloke. He's trying to be diplomatic. What he wants to say is, you're a fucking geezer, fuck off before I knock you out.
Right.
But he's actually been really, you know, he's been like,
if that had been the other way round.
Oh, it's outrageous. Amazing. I remember at the time, because I don't watch that stuff, but I remember it being in the news at the time and looking at footage of it and going, that's freaking outrageous. Go away.
Wow. And so basically, he was trying to force himself upon another bloke who weren't having it live on TV and nothing was said about it. That's horrific. He was born Jonathan. Jonathan Willoughby.
I'm pretty sure that Jonathan Willoughby is a dad. I'm pretty sure he's got.
Do you know
kids.
What his son's called? You could get a scholarship in it if you're really rich. And you go to Skull and Bones. Let's play a little game. Rhodes. Kid's called Rhodes. Rhodes Willoughby.
As in Cecil Rhodes?
Yeah, spelt the same.
Oh, okay.
R-H-O, yeah, Cecil Rhodes. So all roads lead to getting your neck tackle cut off, put off. Have they had the up? No.
So it starts off. Here we go. Genuine, I think is this geezer's name, refuses to kiss trans woman and the internet goes mad.
It's a rapper. Right? Yeah.
Was Genuine being transphobic in refusing to kiss a trans woman?
No! Like, how did you even question that? Like, that's not even a normal question. Like, you didn't... Don't fancy other men. And even if you did fancy other men, maybe you don't fancy that man who was a woman.
Yeah,
maybe you just want a different one.
I'm trying to find the footage now to make sure that I haven't bloody misremembered. I'm going to get sued or phoned the police on me.
Misremembered is a good way out, though, to be fair.
I misremembered. But I'm honestly, because I've seen it, she kind of pushes in to kiss him and he's not having it.
Oh, right. Okay.
But they're saying he got like loads of backlash for it. It's like,
Right. I've got another one while we look for that incident. I've got one here that popped up in some research that I'm doing at the moment. And I didn't realise they had these places already. I should know this, but I didn't until yesterday. Not specifically, anyway. So there's four such cryogenic facilities now being constructed in the world. Three in the US and one in Russia. The largest is the Alcor Life Extension Foundation in Arizona, where refrigerators store more than 100 bodies. They call them patients, the staff do. Of dead right. people, in the hope of their subsequent thawing, and psychological resurrection. It is a place built to house the corpses of optimists. Oh my God, these places exist. And this was a while back.
So what's the film? Already. The Mel Gibson film, Forever Young. That's what happens in that, isn't it?
Is it? It's all about, obviously, it goes back to the Saturn cult and being scared of death, and I cover that in a lot of this week's Classified on iconic.com, the Saturn death cult with Troy McLaughlin. But it does all go back to that. They're terrified of death because they're basically, there's two things. There's a doomsday, is what they want to bring on, but they want to survive the doomsday in their underground cities, but they're scared of the judgment day because they believe in all this stuff. I'm not saying I believe in any of it. I don't. But the judgment day, they don't want their day of judgment and having to basically face up to all the shit that they've done. So they want to live forever in these cryogenic tanks. And that's what this is. And they actually have places. So who do you think are in these tanks? Like these are famous people, rich people. I can't even afford to keep the tap on too long in this house, let alone cryogenic tank.
Are they giving you names of people?
No. They've called 100 bodies in. They've called them in the article, but the actual staff members call them patients.
So they have a lot of patients. But Lenin is preserved, isn't he?
Pretty is sure he?
You can go and see Lenin.
John Lennon, not Lenin.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would say Michael Jackson's in one. He talked about living forever quite a lot. Elvis, I wouldn't be surprised. All the Rothschilds.
No. He's still preserved now.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's in a mausoleum and you could go and see him.
Oh, I don't want to. I do want to. Should we go? That would be a good documentary. Jay, are you up for that if you're listening? Can we go and look at John Lennon's dead suspended animated corpse, please? Because that would be cool.
Yeah, he's still lying there, just in a bed.
No way. Really?
Yeah still now.
John Lennon. What did you type in?
Lenin. Russia's government has announced it will spend up to 13 million rubles.
It's Lenin.
This year, preserving Vladimir Lenin's embalmed body. So people can go and see him if they want. I mean, I don't know if he does a little dance or a song or something. I'm not sure, but...
He stinks of piss. God, he is. That's gross.
How old was he when he died? Because he looks pretty young there, doesn't he?
Well, they've gone back was age regressed. So, yeah, the team keeping the first Soviet leader embalmed. Oh, my God, I didn't know any of this. He lies in a glass sarcophagus, his reddish moustache trimmed and his hands resting on his thighs. Dressed in... Oh, we'd have some fun with that, though, wouldn't you?
He was only 53 then when he was brown bread. But he died... He's been embalmed there for 100 years.
1924. So if you think that they've been doing that since then, who else have they been doing that since? I reckon they've got, if you go and, under New Mexico, I think it's about like a Madame Tussauds under there of just like reanimated corpses. I mean, you've seen Boris Johnson and we've heard some rumours about him not being the same person after a little trip. I think that we might be seeing some reanimated beings at the moment.
Oh, mate, could you imagine?
Oh, that would be... I kind of want it to happen, though.
I thought I killed you.
Fucking hell. Jesus, is that Hitler?
So he had three strokes and lost his ability to speak.
Oh, you wouldn't want to come back in that body, would you? Put me in a different body, because that
one... Official cause of death, an incurable disease of the blood vessels.
Poisoned.
What do you reckon his last words were? There's two words. What were his last words? You'll never get it. So you've thrown a ball in a park for an animal and it's come back.
Fetch boy.
It's already fetched it.
Oh, he's already done that. Okay. Good boy.
Close.
Right.
You got the first one right.
Good night. That'd be cool. Good year blimp.
Good dog.
How did that get up? And then he shit himself because that's the last thing you do ever.
Good dog.
Get him in the sarcophagus. I mean, the poor old guy, if he does come back in that body, he's coming back in a stroke body, bless him. Like, that's awful. Well,
if he does come back, he could come back in Kate Middleton's body because she ain't using it. What's going on with that? It doesn't even look like her, does it?
She looked really ill, yeah. Sad.
What's funny is like it's the first photo of her emerged. One, it doesn't look like her. She's definitely must have had a mole removed because she had a mole there on her lip and it's not there anymore.
Oh, it's not her then.
And the other thing is that they announced that she would be back to her royal duties, open and shit. there you go.
Yeah.
Jar of sauce. In June. And everyone went, oh, she'll be back in June. Fucking hell, it's only just March.
Jesus Christ, what's she doing? Warming up?
Well, exactly. But then the palace, as if it, the bricks talk, has come out to say, oh, no, that was inaccurate and it won't be June. It's like...
She's not ready.
So she's had abdominal surgery in January and she's not going to be able to go at a fete in June. That's mad. Like I had a complete groin reconstruction. I was on an exercise bike within 48 hours. Because I'm brave.
Well, because
no, I was told to.
But you
to
weren't.
It.
Yeah, but could you have opened the new Asda in Derby City Centre?
Yeah, on an exercise bike, just sat there pedalling with a bucket in front of me for money. But no, I, you know, and with me, that they had to go through my abdomen. They had to blow up my abdomen, literally, like with a, as in, like not like. But like
dynamite.
With a
yeah.
yeah, with like air, so they could then get their things in and down. It was all very strange through my belly button.
Oh, it's amazing what they can do, isn't it?
It's crazy. But with and did it in a car park. But with 48 hours, I was on a bike. So someone just spat a bit of bloody bagel on my lip. Then how's that still in my mouth?
I don't know. I haven't finished my toast yet.
It's been an hour.
Well, guys, I mean, I think that was a. Yeah, I enjoyed this one.
It's a relief.
Apart from you did. The middle bit went a bit wonky, where the sun came. I'm absolutely burning here, by the way. So I'm gonna have to go and change my shirt. But where can they get their CBD from?
Head over to supremecbd.uk. Use the code WTAF. Get 40% off everything. I'm gonna go and quickly check that India Willoughby did try and kiss that bloke, so I don't get sued.
Well, I don't think if India Willoughby is listening, then can you please send us in your WhatsApps to richard.willett@iconic.com because we would love to hear from you, Jonathan, India Willoughby. It would be wonderful. Guys, remember to do your research and
don't just Google it after you've said it.
Do your research before you say it.
If I have misremembered that...
Misremembered is brilliant. I just misremembered it.
My brain has formulated a memory of India Willoughby trying to get off with a rapper on a sofa that didn't happen. That's fucking weird, isn't it?
And
if that's happened.
Genuine.
Genuine. Is it a genuine memory? Who knows?
I can't find it either. Broadcast woman says she'd be sat at home. No, I can't find it either, mate. I think you might be...
No, there's a 12-minute video of them sat on the sofa, and I am going to go through it.
You find it. And we will hear next week whether it wasn't Gaz just misremembering, and it was a genuine thing that happened. See what I did there?
Yeah. Take it easy.
Bye.